Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good morning. To Modiji's teleprompter to begin with, working overtime, and also to India's first spaceman who has now left the confines of ad space to secure the nation and appeal for votes. Maybe space is where Vikas is, but whether it is land, water or space, Modiji has said he will be everywhere to protect the nation. But where was he when intelligence had failed, leading to the death of CRPF jawans at Pulwama? Oh, sorry, we weren't supposed to ask that because, as Modiji said, that if you want Modiji to lose, you are agents of Pakistan. A wah Modiji moment? No. Wah Modiji moment came when he couldn't get his acronym right. Sarab instead of Sharab, Miraj instead of alcohol, and we thank Lady Irony for letting us have gems like this. What will India do when the Nayak is not at the helm of affairs? The answer, my friend, is grow and develop and try to strengthen the bonds of unity that tie us despite our religion, caste, class and sex. It is 29th March 2019 and if there is a vision that Modiji is showing for the country, it is so up in space that only gases give it company. Meanwhile, the opposition has at least got its vision and promises in place. Right or wrong is for the public to decide. So let's start with CPIM, or the dark horse in this election. It controls a lot of votes, and not just in Kerala, but if you have been following the Kisan Yatras and the trade union stirs, not to forget the Kanhaiya and Mevanis. So my suggestion is don't discount the party yet. They also had the guts to put the votes to test where their mouth is. The CPIM yesterday proposed a stoppage of mass surveillance, statutory minimum wage of not less than Rs 18,000 per month, and curbing monopolies over telecom and internet service platforms in its manifesto for the coming Lok Sabha elections. This is the first time when the left party has mentioned digital rights of citizens in its manifesto. Additionally, the party has proposed universal public distribution system with 35 kg of food grains per family, rise in taxes of rich, restoration of inheritance tax, and old age pension of Rs 6,000 per month. Jobs? What about the jobs? Well, the only one who seems to be addressing the issue of jobs with a plan at least is Rahul Gandhi. Congress President Rahul Gandhi yesterday said the Nyay scheme will remonetize what Prime Minister Narendra Modi demonetized and asserted that his party's anti-poverty program has thrown the BJP into total disarray. Congress President also announced new ventures will not require any regulatory permissions for 3 years and will get easy access to bank credit if his party is voted to power. He also promised to remove the existing angel tax imposed on startups. Angel tax is levied on investment in startups. Currently, angel tax is charged at a maximum rate of 30%. Gandhi told news agency PTI that promoting domestic industry will be a key priority for the Congress and it will ensure that all new businesses are freed from the clutches of red tape. The Congress's manifesto is not out yet as lawyers are working on it. Hopefully, they'll release it by the time the elections are there. Meanwhile, if life gives you IT raid, what to do? Well, if it's election time, flip it like JDS and Congress did in Karnataka. It was meant to be a protest against misuse of government machinery, but it soon turned into a public meeting. The raids by the Income Tax Department on contractors affiliated with leaders of the JDS-Congress coalition soon became an opportunity for the ruling alliance partners to hit out at the BJP and play the victim card. The protest saw the two parties' top brass landing on the streets. The Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy himself, former Chief Minister Siddaramaiya and the Deputy Chief Minister G. Parameshwar, along with Congress President Dinesh Gundurao, all uniting against the taxmen who they claimed were BJP stooges. It took barely minutes for the protest to turn into a poll meeting as slogans of Chaukidar Chor Hai and Desh Bachao Modi Hatao were raised. Meanwhile, the nation is so well guarded, secure and safe and just that the Panchkula Special Court judge, who last week acquitted all four accused in the Samjhota Express blast case, said he was doing it with deep pain and anguish because a dastardly act of violence was going unpunished. In a 160-page order, which was released yesterday, the verdict was delivered on 20th March. Special NIA Court Judge Jagdeep Singh said the best evidence was withheld by the prosecution and was not brought on record. He said some of the cited independent witnesses were never examined or sought to be declared hostile for cross-examination when they chose not to support the prosecution case. What best evidence? Well, the NIA of investigating officer had told court that there were CCTV cameras at the Old Delhi railway station back in 2007. Now, the judge said, this much admission on the part of investigating officers further lays bare chinks in the prosecution version because the best evidence in the shape of CCTV footages has been withheld by the prosecution, that is the NIA, that is the National Investigation Agency. Had CCTV footage of Old Delhi railway station been collected by the investigation agency and put to rigorous examination, then some vital leads might have been obtained by it in order to bring the real culprits in justice. But no such evidence has been brought on record. Unquote. Well, let me help you summarize what the judge was saying. Simply that NIA did not do its job. I'm also trying to recall the last case NIA won legitimately. Please do let me know if you arrive at these findings before me. And before we head to international news, story of a chowkidar and his son-in-law. Chhattisgarh police yesterday raided a hospital run by Dr. Puneet Gupta, who is the son-in-law of former Chief Minister Raman Singh, in a case of alleged financial irregularities during his tenure as the superintendent of a state-run hospital. A search is on for Dr. Gupta, who is missing and is on the run. And on to international news, where the Trump administration accused Facebook on Thursday of selling targeted advertising that discriminated on the basis of race, in violation of the U.S. Fair Housing Act. The civil charge against Facebook is that it restricted who could see housing-related ads based on national origin, religion, familial status, sex, and disability. Meanwhile, in case you didn't know, a deadly disease that wiped out global populations of amphibians led to the decline of 500 species in the past 50 years, including 90 extinctions, according to the scientists. A global research effort led by the Australian National University has for the first time quantified the worldwide impact of chytrid fungus, a fungal disease that eats away at the skin of amphibians. And before we head to say goodbye for the weekend, please don't be like Nestle. A federal judge yesterday rejected Nestle's bid to dismiss a revised lawsuit claiming that it defrauded consumers by filling bottles of its Poland Spring water with ordinary groundwater. Nestle Water sells 1 billion gallons of Poland Spring a year in the United States, and not one drop of its water emanates from a water source that qualifies as a genuine legal natural spring. Well, the actual Poland Spring in Maine, where the defendant's label said is a source of Poland Spring water, commercially ran dry nearly 50 years ago. And that is all I have for you for this week. Please stay hydrated, spring water or not. Take a break from newspaper and TV news. Enjoy the episodes of Love, Death and Robots on Netflix or Tumbad on Amazon Prime or the IPL on Hotstar. Until Monday, goodbye from TakeApart.in.
What if the key to reversing aging is hidden in a golden retriever's DNA? Could chaos theory help economists forecast the future of the economy? Have psychologists actually cracked the science of happiness? If any of those questions grabbed your attention, then you have to check out Big Brains, a podcast that doesn't just explain the latest breakthroughs, it introduces you to the people who are achieving them. This isn't pop science dressed up with clickbait. It's The Real Deal, produced by the University of Chicago, a global leader in academic research with leading scholars, not influencers. These are real ideas and insights from real experts made accessible to everyone. If you're craving depth, clarity, and knowledge that lingers long after the episode ends? Then tune in to Big Brains. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find us at bigbrainspodcast.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.